This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are back, and Ryan Kelly is with us. Ryan, what do you have for us today, young man?
Well, Frank, I appreciate letting me jump on. I think a lot of people have heard, but mortgage interest rates are now at a 32-week low. That's right. If you have purchased a home, refinanced in the last 32 months, then it's time to call and start looking at some options. It takes 5 minutes. That's it. Just 5 minutes to see how much we can save you at thehomeloanexpert.com. Frank, have a great day. Thank you, sir.
All right. Ryan Kelly. Gatesworth, finest in senior living. Looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa. There's no better place than the Gatesworth. 170 in Delmar, 1 McKnight Place. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. And the answer should be yes if you're thinking about buying a home from McBride. They have it all. Independence Day sale going on right now, $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the season with incredible savings on a new McBride home. McBride has 40 communities throughout the metro St. Louis area, 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, homes to fit every lifestyle. You can play catch in those master closets. I mean, just they're so beautiful. The master bedrooms are spectacular. The kitchens are big. They got it figured out. Go to McBride and check out their McBride's Red, White, and Move sale this July only.
Frank, your level of interest in the Women's World Cup semifinal today?
I'd say on a 1 to 10, it's about an 8.5.
Yeah, I'm pretty fired up about it. I think Julie Ertz is the key because I think that left flank, there's not going to be a lot of room for Megan Rapinoe.
Someone was talking to Bill McDermott earlier today.
Was well, before or I after mean, the power washing? Well, Charlie may have done a couple of clips with Bill on TV last night. Precisely. If you watch Julie Ertz in this game. So at 10 o'clock, I think it was, I said, this is really like soccer minutia, but I kind of like it because it was such instead of saying, oh, it'll be great, it'll be a big battle, he drilled it down and said, this game will likely come down to Julie Ertz's effectiveness in the middle of the field. And I'm like, this is as specific of. Yeah, I mean, I wish I knew that much about any one topic.
Did you read the article about the women's national team playing a 15 and under academy team in Dallas right before the World Cup started? These were boys, and the boys won the game 5-2.
I did not hear that.
Which I thought was just fascinating. And then, you know, then people would say, well, you know, it was just a friendly or just a scrimmage.
Why is that game even played? That's kind of a weird deal.
I think that if you're, you know, trying to prepare.
Sure.
And you know this is like one of the top academy teams in the United States. Because Dallas always, they have great select soccer down there. You know, it's always better to play against good competition. But, boy, it didn't get out. But I just read that the other day. I thought that was crazy.
Well, in this group of women, highly successful athletes, chance to win another World Cup. There's been a lot of talk about equal pay and equal rights.
Well, they deserve more than the men because they're number one in the world and our men are 30th in the world.
No, I'm saying, but for those who are kind of pushing back against it, they would probably love to hear that little nugget.
Okay, like for instance, let me just ask you this. Your alma mater, CBC, led by the great Caleb Love, this high school basketball team that didn't win a state championship last year, what do you think they would have done in a head-to-head battle against UConn last season? I'll tell you what they would have done. They would have won by 40 points.
Really?
They would have. By 40. And I think Nafisa Collier is the best female player we've ever had out of St. Louis. There's a big difference there.
Yeah, I don't know if I could go 40, but you could be right. I mean, nobody could say definitively that you're wrong. I would say there's a chance you could be right. It seems like a big spread, but could they beat them? Sure, by 40. You're saying they'd drill them.
All right, maybe 25.
All right.
And then somebody just pointed out Billie Jean King. A little different story is you have a woman who's number one in the world facing a retired 57-year-old hustler in Bobby Riggs.
Right.
McEnroe always wanted to do something, I think, with Serena.
Serena.
I'll tell you what. The Serena one in her prime would have been interesting, especially against an aging McEnroe. I'm not saying, you know, she's going to beat Federer. But Serena was just so off the charts physically and athletically.
And I think when he said it in recent years, it was too late for him to back it up, right? I mean, at that point, he couldn't get out on the court and beat Serena. But in his prime.
I don't know, though. He still plays. Those guys like
a lot of
Jim
doubles
Currier.
Tournament. Yeah, on TV. Even
Fox Sports Midwest.
When the Bill Snyder coaches show isn't on, you look up and you're like, is that Michael Chang?
Yeah, exactly.
Is he playing doubles? And you're like, wait a minute. He's playing with Jim Currier. So I don't doubt that he's still a really good tennis player, but I think, what's the age gap, McEnroe and Serena? At least 20 years.
Yeah,
it'd be hard. I mean, like him in his prime.
35 and he's 60?
Yeah, probably at least. And so if the argument is him in his prime versus her in her prime, you would never know.
You don't see many fat, old men's tennis players. All those guys that still play, or Connors can't really much anymore, but Borg, they're all still slim. Even Becker, they're all in great shape.
Yeah, you're right, because a lot of former athletes tend to just let themselves go.
Brutal.
But in the tennis world, I'm trying to think of who is... I don't know the last time
Lendl,
we saw...
They're all
Lendl,
slim.
Haven't seen Bjorn Borg in a long time, but...
No, he still looks good.
Didn't he retire at like 25
or
something?
Yeah, he blew that. Gosh, I don't know.
He was fun. That's about the time I started watching tennis.
Larry the Cam Girl. Come on, Frank. Serena would lose 6-0, 6-0, 6-0 to the worst man on the tour anytime, any day. I didn't say that on tour. I'm talking about a 60-year-old John McEnroe. She'd be the one that would have a chance. Men's soccer brings in billions. Women's soccer brings in millions. Equal pay is not justified.
Well, that is part of the argument.
But I mean,
what's the money?
Strictly the United States men's soccer as opposed to United States women's soccer?
Okay. I would think sponsorship.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the TV dollars. And that's it. You hate for that to even be a topic. You want to enjoy the game, root them on. But to be fair, they've made it a topic.
Yes.
A number, including our own Becky Sauerbrunn, they've made it a topic. That said, I'm really excited to just see the match. And then on Sunday, Frank, an epic chance. Should they get that fourth star on their jersey, they would be legends, okay? That fourth star on the jersey.
Is that what Bill said?
Yeah. Hey, I do some of my own research, but
sounds like it.
Bill and I just seem to agree on this topic.
Is there anybody on more television stations on a consistent basis than Bill McDermott? Because 5 minutes before you mentioned that Charlie interviewed him, I had texted Ahmad and say, can you go get Bill after the game today?
Maybe Cam Jansen.
Oh, that's a good point.
Every 2 years, Bill McDermott is the most sought-after guy. There's a World Cup. And
yeah.
Hopefully it increases soon now with
the MLS.
MLS.
Oh, my gosh. Bill should have his own studio.
And he does have his own podcast, I know, via Camo X, where they talk about the great game.
They promote that a lot, don't they, the podcast?
And I think he's got Bud as a sponsor. So nobody knows their – and you could probably find him at O.B. You look for the cup or you look for Bill McDermott, stop by O.B. Clark's for a full breakdown.
Today, actually, though, he'll be at Ballpark Village. Women's tennis only plays best of three sets, too, with Serena last a best of five sets.
I think the comparison of an aging, or the idea of an aging McEnroe versus her, maybe later in her career, would be interesting. Although I would think, don't you think at this point, she would beat him? Because she's still active on the tour, and he's a broadcaster.
She would be the one I'd bet on. Did you ever see the movie, by the way? The Bobby Riggs movie?
I did not. Who played, was it?
The guy from The Office.
Michael Scott?
Yes.
Steve Carell?
Yes, Steve Carell.
God, he has done a great job morphing from just comedic character to actual real actor.
The reason I bring it up is because Elizabeth Shue played the wife of Bobby Riggs. And you talk about a woman who has aged gracefully and wonderfully. That is an attractive 50-ish woman. All right, what else here? Let's see, Brian.
Brian, how about some other attractive 50-ish women?
How about, let's see, Lakeside? Good friends.
Sponsor of the commish, I believe, Lakeside Roofing.
Yes. They are. And Frank, I'll have you know that they have a reputation of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive prices. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. You can find them online at lakesideroofing.com. I guess we'll have to have the commish on tomorrow.
He's going
for
to like
his weekly hit.
What about All-Star Games? Isn't it like his 40-something in a row?
Oh,
for
you're
him,
right, yeah.
He's continued this streak where he's always at the All-Star game.
Now, wouldn't you think that if Derek was in Seattle, that Derek would finish things off, you know, on the road? I talked to the commish last night. He goes, oh, no, I'm going to San Francisco. He likes his road trip still.
Wow.
He said in your visit last week, I think, that he wanted to do it a few more years.
Yeah, he wants to get to 50.
I guess, and that's a guy who loves what he does.
Yeah.
And as we pointed out last week, it's a little different to when you walk in and people actually respect you when you show up. Makes you more likely to show up to work.
Good point. Dr. Jones is very respected. 866-260-EYES. He's respected because he's one of the great eye surgeons in the country. Get the LASIK surgery. That means you don't need glasses. You don't need contacts for the rest of your life. They also have custom cataract surgery. He's board certified. He's a teacher at SLU. He does it all. Quantum Vision Centers, Dr. Michael Jones, 866-260-EYES. All right, here we go. World Cup tournament money. I would watch women's World Cup soccer all day, but the men's is just a better product.
Maybe you could appreciate both, right? I mean, you don't have to pick one over the other.
Yeah.
Like right now, the women are front and center, and you can enjoy it. And then when the men play, if they can get to the World Cup, you're going to sit and watch and root them on.
What do you think women are closer to, in soccer or in basketball?
In terms of athletic skill set?
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. They're closer in soccer.
Closer in soccer.
Because you could make a case for their ball skills being pretty close to men.
And I just think the height factor in basketball, there's just no match for that.
All right, what do we have coming up in the coveted hour?
Midday Grind, we'll tee it up. It's our Tuesdays with Kenny, a little conversation with Kenny Wallace plus Chuck, some hot takes on this Cardinal team that he believes in, folks. It's not just Mike Schill. Charlie Marlowe believes in this team. The big six still to go. Seattle, the Giants, can they sweep them, huh?
No.
What does Charlie need to?
I think he needs 5-1.
That's completely unrelated to his optimism about the team.
It's for $10, understand. It's all about money with Chuck. Midday Grind is next.